R.H. Lee, Offerman Wood Shop. Position, center midfield. Hometown, Berkeley, California. Hirsute scale, Mediterranean. Preferred truck, make and model. All-city space horse bicycle with surly rear and front racks and redwood extended cab for Gus the dog. Craft hero, Aunt Mary. Bench press, one rep max, three Offermans. Boots, Bluntstone. Aw, geez. Now it's time to tell you about Lee. I'm welling up like a sap just at the prospect of it. When I knew it was time to add some hands to the shop around about 2008, I put the word out in my small community of pals and malcontents in the handcrafting studios of Los Angeles. Almost immediately, my compatriot, the swell and devilishly handsome woodworker Sam Moyer, told me he'd just countenanced the ideal prospect. He said, "I was installing a kitchen in Eagle Rock. I needed some help, and somebody recommended this woman, Lee, who's fresh in from San Francisco. Friend, she completely outworked the other three guys on the site, who were all twice her size, by the by." Well, hell, I was able to secure Lee for an interview, and it quickly became apparent that Fortuna had sent me a tiny and powerful superhero. She grew up woodworking in a charismatic and creative family in Berkeley, California, before heading east to study art and philosophy at Brown. While attending that noble institution, she became involved in building scenery for the theater, an OWS pattern again, which she continued to do after graduating in 2000 and moving back home to the San Francisco Bay Area. These skills subsequently landed her a particularly sweet gig thriving in the shop at San Francisco's Exploratorium, building exhibits and interactive displays for this venerable science/art museum. She then studied for a summer at the Krenov School for Woodworking up in Fort Bragg, California, at the College of the Redwoods Fine Furniture, and here she now sat in my shop. An obsessively skilled woodworker, with the organizational skills and knowledge of materials and hardware developed in her time at the museum. She is powerfully athletic, brightly enthusiastic, and blessed with inspired artistic talent as well. It was all I could do to keep my voice steady as I inquired whether she might like to take the helm of my woodshop while I was to be frequently away portraying a guy with a mustache. Obviously and gloriously, she agreed. Reliving this moment of inception is quite warming, and I do believe I will send Sam Moyer a fine bottle of scotch as soon as I finish reading this introduction, for he has done me right and then some. The shop, the website, the collective of winning characters, the elfin mirth, none of this happens without Lee. She makes the whole thing tick, and she keeps it ticking, even while suggesting further improvements to our ticking mechanisms. Folks like to ascribe most of the achievements of Offerman Woodshop to me alone, I suppose because they want to think that it's the guy they like from film and TV and People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2010 issue, of course, who made their cutting board. But this couldn't be further from the truth. That is why a book about my shop must necessarily include the actual producers of the shop's goods. For without this merry band of Sawyers, there is no OWS. If you would like to throw some accolades our way, I will say thank you, and then I will tell you that it is Lee who deserves a parade above all. And now for some final thoughts. An Essay on Wood by James Richardson. At dawn, when rowboats drum on the dock and every door in the breathing house bumps softly, as if someone were leaving quietly, I wonder if something in us is made of wood. Maybe not quite the heart, knocking softly, or maybe not made of it, but made for its call. Of all the elements, it is happiest in our houses. It will sit with us, eat with us, lie down and hold our books, themselves a rustling woods, burying our floors and roofs without weariness, for unlike us, it does not resent its faithfulness, or question why, for what, how long. Its branchings have slowed the invisible feelings of light into vortices smooth for our hands, so that every fine-grained handle and page and beam is a woodward, a standing wave. Years that never pass, vastness never empty, speed so great it cannot be told from peace.